Hello. There are over 5,000 languages in the world. However, there are not many languages that have a unique writing system of their own. Hangul is the alphabet with which the Korean language is written. Hangul is the only character system that has a record of when, who, why, and how it was created. It is often said that Hangul is one of the most scientific and systematic alphabets in the world, so it is very easy to learn. The ease with which one is able to learn Hangul can be summarized by a statement from the book Hun Min Jung Eun, A Wise Person Can Understand the Letters by Noon, and even a stupid person is able to learn them in 10 days. Hangul is very easy to learn. Let's study together about Hangul. It is exciting. Number 1. Introduction to Hangul, the Korean alphabet. Hangul was created in 1443 by King Sejong of the Joseon Dynasty. Before that, Koreans used Chinese characters when writing Korean language. However, Chinese characters were too difficult for ordinary people without education. Thus, King Sejong created Hangul, which can be easily used by ordinary people. The shape of the parts of Korean letters were designed based on things people knew from everyday life. Let's see what shapes were chosen to make up Hangul letters, starting with the vowels. Number 1. Vowels. Vowel letters were made like this. A dot was used to represent the sky, which is round. A flat line was used to represent the earth. And a standing line was used to represent a person. A standing line plus a dot equals the first vowel in the Korean alphabet, A. A standing line plus two dots equals ya, which is a plus the glide sound y, ya. A dot plus a flat line equals o. And two dots plus a flat line equals yo, which is o plus y, yo. As you can see, we read the parts of the Hangul letters from left to right and from the top down. There are more vowel sounds made from these basic parts, which we'll look at later. Now, let's turn to some basic consonants. Number 2. Consonants. Consonant letters were made like this. Instead of looking like the sky, earth, and a person, the consonant shapes look like different parts of your mouth that are used when you make their sounds. For example, G looks like the space between the back of your tongue and the top of your mouth as seen from the side. We'll look at more examples of this later. Looking at the chart, you can see some basic consonants on the left and their other versions on the right. The mouth shape stays basically the same for each consonant on the left and the right. The difference is in the airflow, which changes the sound. Now we can see the same basic consonants on the left and their double consonants on the right. How do you think the sound will change when the consonants are doubled? This time, the throat is going to get tighter. Don't worry about memorizing all of these consonants now, because we'll have plenty of time for that later. Let's just get an overview of the different types. Number 3, syllables. This is how syllables were formed. Now that we've seen how King Sejong's Hangul letters were put together, we can combine these into words. In English, we write each letter side by side, no matter how many syllables there are in a word. But that's not how things work in Korean. Instead, the letters are grouped together, one syllable at a time. If a word has two syllables, there are two letter groups. If a word has three syllables, how many letter groups will there be? That's right, three. There could also be four or even more in some longer words. Each syllable is given the same stress. Consonants and vowels are combined to form syllable blocks. In writing, every syllable must have at least one consonant and one vowel. Consonants cannot be written alone. Likewise, vowels cannot stand alone. Therefore, when a syllable has no consonant in the initial position, zero is written to hold the empty consonant position. A consonant is also allowed in the final position. There are four kinds of syllables. How many is that? Four. Okay, good. Just checking your listening. Number 1. CV. The first kind of syllable has two sounds, a consonant and a vowel. Can you think of an English word like that? For example, hi and go, right? Here are some examples of Korean syllables with a consonant and a vowel. Na, with a standing vowel, and no, with a flat vowel. 1. Consonant plus vertical vowel. Na. 2. Consonant plus horizontal vowel. No. 2. Zero consonant vowel. In Korean, every syllable must have a consonant and a vowel. In Hangul, the second kind of syllable is just a vowel sound, but it has to have something written first. So we write a zero as we saw above. We write a zero which has no sound when it comes first, and then that makes the vowel a syllable. Otherwise, the vowel is just floating there. Not so in English, right? How many syllables does the word apple have? Apple. 2. And the first syllable is just a. The words I and a are only vowels and they're syllables because they're words. However, we can't just write vowels like that in Korean. Examples of Korean syllables with no beginning consonant sound and just a vowel sound are a and o. 1. Empty consonant plus vertical vowel, a. 2. Empty consonant plus horizontal vowel, o. Number 3. Consonant, vowel, consonant. It's like a sandwich. This is probably the most common type of syllable, one that we use a lot. It's the consonant, vowel, consonant type. This can be made with either a standing vowel or a flat vowel. And we read the sounds from left to right and from top down. We have this syllable type in English too, like the words good or bad. The examples in Korean here are bap, which means rice, and moon, which means door. So those are syllables and complete words too. 1. Consonant plus vertical vowel plus final consonant, bop. 2. Consonant plus horizontal vowel plus final consonant, moon. 4. 0C, V, C. Finally, the fourth type of syllable is like 2 plus 3, so there's no beginning consonant, but there is a consonant at the end with a vowel in the middle. What do we write to show there's no sound before the vowel? A zero. Here are some examples of Korean syllables with no beginning consonant. An, with a standing vowel and ending consonant. And ung, with a flat vowel and ending consonant. Look, the O shape doesn't have the same sound in both places. The top zero doesn't have a sound, but the bottom one sounds like ng, ung. Fun, huh? 1. Vertical vowel plus final consonant, an. 2. Horizontal vowel plus final consonant, ung. Now that we've had an introduction to the Hangul letter shapes and how syllables are made, it's time to learn all of the sounds that are possible in Hangul, starting with the basic vowels and consonants.